This is the type of picture that you don't see too often in Oklahoma simply because it doesn't snow a lot here. And you'll notice that the sidewalk is clear and a little wet while there's snow coming down on the trees. And that's because the night before it snowed, it just wasn't that cold. And so as the snow was falling, yeah, it stayed on the trees. It stayed on the grass, but it didn't really stay on the ground. And we didn't have school canceled or anything this day. But it was kind of a cool opportunity to take a snowy picture. I don't get this opportunity very much in Oklahoma. So it was snowing in the morning. I drove to work that day instead of biking. I brought my Fuji, and I didn't want to mess with a tripod. I figured I could get a decent shot handheld. And the key to that I've learned is just to take a lot of shots using the motor drive function on any given camera. That way you can hold your finger down on the shutter and it just fires off a whole bunch of shots, and your finger pressing it is not necessarily shaking the camera like it would otherwise if you were just like repeatedly snapping your finger up and down. Anyway, so I think this is a 20th of a second? I'm not sure. I could check the data on Flickr, and you're welcome to check the data on Flickr if you want. But this was one of probably 30 photos I snapped. And what I was trying to get here was the snow actually coming down, like the swirling of the snow. And it only kind of worked because the bottom half of the photo doesn't really show much in terms of the falling snow. But if you look at the top, and the darker areas up on the top with the greens and the cedars, or the cypress trees in the background, you'll see that there's those snow tracks, and it kind of looks like you're in a blizzard because there's snow blowing everywhere. In reality, it wasn't that much snow, and it only looks like it's blowing everywhere because the shutter has been open for a 20th of a second. But it was kind of a cool picture to take, and it was a cool opportunity to have. And I don't normally make the pictures here on Weekly 50 coincide with certain times of the year. This happens to be the last one of 2018, and I didn't really do that on purpose, but it did make me think about this past year. And in a lot of ways, 2018 was kind of tough. We've had some losses in our family. I've had some losses with friends, and it's really made me consider the time that we have here on this earth. And there's not a lot of it. It might seem like there's a lot, but you blink and another year has gone by. And I've really tried to be more intentional about being thankful for the time that I've got and the people that I've got in my life. And this picture, I don't want to read too much into it, but the fact that it's this path forward, to me, it represents the coming new year, 2019, and it also represents what's behind. And, you know, it's just a path. It's just a sidewalk on a snowy morning. Let's not get too crazy here. But here at the end of 2018, looking at this picture, even though it wasn't in my mind when I took it, it does make me think about this past year and the future years. And maybe it's a bit of a reminder to live each day to the fullest and do what you can with the time you've got. I guess as a way of explaining this further, you can see on the blog, if you scroll down, you'll see a link to the eulogy that I said that I was able to speak for my sister at her funeral when she passed away due to breast cancer earlier this year. And if you want to see that eulogy, you can scroll down on the blog. If you want to share that with anyone who might be going through something similar, please go ahead. Like my brother-in-law Adam said, the more we share her story, the more people will learn about her and hopefully be comforted by her and even come to know the Lord because of her story. So it's hard to find a bright spot and stuff like that, but hopefully this picture makes you think of something from this past year, something that you're thankful for. Think of the time that you've spent with loved ones this past year, and think of the future. Think of the path before you, and what are you going to do with that time? And I would encourage you to find ways of making the most of it. So here's to another year gone, and here's to hopefully a good 2019.